Distorted View Daily proudly presents a woman trying to return a letter that the mailman just delivered.
And give me the fucking things back.
Ma'am, I can't.
There's a police officer right there in the front of my nose. Give me the fucking things back. I don't want the letter.
Please don't do that, ma'am. Please don't.
I don't want the letter. Give me the cards back.
Ma'am, please don't do that.
I said I don't want the letter. Give me the cards back.
Ma'am, you already signed for
it. If I keep it, I sign. I don't want it.
Ma'am.
You fucking nigger thief. You want me to lock you up for life, you asshole? Give me my stiff shit back.
Ma'am.
And I'm not prejudiced, but right now I'm getting real pissed off.
Ma'am, why are you calling me names? I mean, I'm just delivering your bill.
Because you're acting like a nigger. Now give me the cards back.
Ma'am, why you slap me, ma'am?
Give me my thing
that you... Why you slap me, ma'am?
Why are you taking things off me, idiot?
Ma'am, why are you slapping me?
Why do you want to do this? You killed Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other, you stupid. You turn on me, I'm your leader.
Ma'am.
You dumb.
Ma'am.
You're gonna all go under.
Why you slap me, ma'am?
Because I want my fucking thing. The black women are against the black men. Because they've been exploited so much. They're with the Hitler of people. They're with the white people. They work against black men underneath it all. There are very few white women who have the strength to work with for the black
men. Can you give me a chance to call my employer? I just delivered your mail and you slapped me.
But your IQs are lower, and so therefore the people who need to help you, you don't believe in. Because you've been kept from being educated in the norm stream for so many years. But the other people forged ahead, and it's true, you have to understand this.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cop.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone?
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Good day, Mr. Kubrick. My name is Brian Attain. Hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. Back for another week of stupidity. Listen, last week was kind of a clusterfuck. There was no Friday program. If you follow me on Twitter and Facebook, you would have known that. Just one more reason you have to do that, because when shit comes up, that's how I communicate. Again, twitter.com/distortedview or facebook.com/distortedviewshow. So here's what happened yesterday. I don't know if you guys have been trying to connect to distortedview.com, our main server, but for the past month or so, it has been excruciatingly slow. A lot of times it's just been unaccessible or inaccessible. So you're forced to listen to In Excess while you wait for distortedview.com to load. So the website's been really slow. I've been dealing with my hosting company, and I was getting very frustrated. I basically paid for a larger server or faster server or something, and it still was really slow, and I was calling over and over and bitching. And finally, the website is loading fast. I've brought back all of the community features, like the groups. We call them hordes. So you can create new groups, talk to freaks, post, even earn achievements and badges. Yes, we've gamified Distorted View. I'm gamifying porn, basically. It's fantastic. Check out distortedview.com. It's working now, but for most of Friday, it was down. I couldn't log in. And so I couldn't post a show, basically. So I didn't do a program on Friday. Instead, I did a weekend program just for Sideshow Freaks. Another reason to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Everything, though, is working once again. I encourage you to check out the website. And, of course, Morning Sickness is back today. It was posted at around 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Morning Sickness is our daily video show. It's up on YouTube, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. You should all subscribe to that channel. Today, we've got the sights and sounds of fisting elephants. Both are excruciating. Like, the sound. Like, I can't even make the sound when a fist enters an elephant's ass. And the guy, before you fist an elephant's ass, you gotta basically pull out all the turds. You get to see that in glorious 720p today on Morning Sickness, plus a new fetish called Zentai and more adult baby shit. So that's what's happening on Morning Sickness today, and of course it'll return tomorrow. Let's get into today's stupidity, though. This is why we're all here, and I'm going to try not to disappoint. We kick things off with cum shots. Specifically, girls who get nauseous from cum on the face.
Look at me. Come on, look at me. Look.
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
Fuck. Look at me, honey. Look, look, look.
She's having an adverse reaction.
Come on, look, look, look.
One more, come on.
Grab my dick. Grab it.
Come on, one more. Once again, our good friends at eFucked have compiled a lot of jizz-hating ladies like this one.
Get off!
Get it off. I just want to grab these girls by the neck and strangle them and say, you had to know this was going to happen. This is how sex ends for men. They jizz. And when the penis is at eye level, you gotta know, it's gonna get all over your face.
Get off. I can't see.
I burned.
Wipe your chin.
Get off.
Helpless broad. Oh, God.
Get off.
I'm sorry, honey. You're just not vivid video material. My favorite type of porn is when at the very beginning, the director says, now look, you don't have to swallow the cum if you don't want to. And then the guy just blows his load down her throat anyway.
Swallow.
Guys are just assholes.
Swallow?
Yeah, she said I didn't have to swallow it.
Swallow it. Shove your dick back in. Shove your dick in.
I did.
Swallow. Stick your dick back in.
I swallowed it.
Stick your dick back in.
Fucking put it down low.
Shut up. Cock goes right back in her mouth.
You said I didn't have to do that.
Did very good, honey.
You know who that is, right? Jim the asshole.
I'm fucking never working for you again.
Hey. Part of romance is swallowing.
She promptly gives him the finger. You may remember Jim as being the asshole who couldn't even be nice when a porn star's purse was stolen in Brazil. No, there's another puke. This was a homemade porn. Here's another one.
I'm shoot my load in your mouth.
And after it was in my ass.
Okay,
it was in my ass. Yes, she's saying no, she doesn't want to suck it after it's been in her butthole.
I just stick out your tongue.
You just stick out your tongue. I need you to be a team player here. You gotta be in it to win it. Moving on now, I've got a clip of a young gentleman who is on the phone with his girlfriend. I guess he's at a restaurant talking to her.
With who?
Uh-oh.
With who?
Apparently she's been sleeping around on him.
He's a fucking midget? He's a midget? This bitch is cheating on me with a midget, my nigga. With a fucking midget, my nigga. Mm. I will suck his dick in, you pussy bitch.
I will suck his dick? You're gonna suck the midget's dick? Yeah, that'll show him.
Midget! A fucking midget? Oh! Oh! Oh, so you told him I gave you gonorrhea, okay? Alright! It's not, yo! Get your shit together, my nigga. Words to everything. Words to everything. I'm in McDonald's right now! I will suck his dick! You gave me suck! Oh, yo! I'm out of here, son! You think it's a joke?
He's banging walls and
you
shit.
Think it's a joke?
He's punching walls at the subway. I don't know what restaurant this is.
You think it's a joke? Nah, son! Nah!
There you go. I was debating on where to play this next clip. If I should play it on Distorted View or on Morning Sickness, I think I've settled on both. I'm going to feature this on the show here because the song is fantastic. This is a song from a BBW lover. This guy loves big, fat broads, right? But the visuals are just as great, because in the video, he's actually getting squashed by BBWs, and he's surfing on their fat and stuff. Oh, it's great. Take a listen. Yeah, I wanna get squashed. My body's like a mansion, lavish and posh. I clean off the space, so my face be a crash. Cause you're about the space on her crotch is top notch. Oh, I cleaned off my face for a... what was that? Something about his cleaning off his face for your crotch. Yeah, clean up a space on my face for your crotch. Oh my god. Like, these ladies aren't just BBW. They're like BBBBW. They're actually, the guy's username is something like SSBBW, and I think that stands for supersized BBW. And that's a real thing. Like, when BBW girls are just too thin and trim for you, you want to supersize it. So these are like crazy Richard Simmons visit your house because you can't get out of your bed and you need to be crane lifted through the roof type thing. Okay, that's disgusting. I'll save the rest for morning sickness tomorrow. Something to look forward to. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. Sign up right now. It's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to post videos as well. Hey, this past weekend we did a bonus episode. Sign up for the Sideshow right now. Get all of the bonus material. Plus, of course, full access to the entire archive of programs. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. All right, thank you very much. Three quick stories now, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Wow, these are all very short. First up, have you heard about the poop-a-trader at Yale? Apparently, there's some guy going around shitting on stuff. Students and officials at Yale University are trying to put a stop to a person or group that has been soiling people's laundry by putting human excrement in clothes dryers. I think he also struck, like, on the hood of someone's car, I think, as well, if I remember correctly. The assailant or assailants are being called the poop betrayers and are being blamed for at least four incidents in the past month in the laundry room at Saybrook College. Saybrook Master Paul Huddick said Yale police are investigating the incident. He said students are being asked to not leave their laundry unattended, and the targeted machines have been cleaned up. University officials are also considering changes to laundry room access. I'm pretty sure when I went to OSU, you had key card access. I sure as fuck know no one was pooping in my dryer. Oh, that's gotta be the worst. You know, you're drying your clothes, like that crap is baked in now. I think that's how we paid for laundry. Like, you'd swipe your, your OSU identity card. Identity card. Another ID card, whatever. And then it would take money out of your account or something. So, the school knew when and where you were doing laundry. All right, whatever. He said students are being asked not to leave their laundry unattended, and the targeted machines have been cleaned. Yale police declined to comment. The Yale Daily News reports Saybrook students are... You know what? I was thinking about pooping. Here's some. This has nothing to do with this news story, but I was reading The Onion, and there was this funny article about like this five-year-old boy who says that he thinks he can get away with completely pulling down his pants to pee for like another year or so before it gets weird. You know, like kids pull down their pants and their underwear to their ankles just to take a piss as opposed to just unzipping and, you know, fishing your penis out through your fly. I'm with this kid, though. I don't like that. Because, you know, your dick's hanging out and your jeans are still on and everything, and there's more of a likelihood that a little bit of piss is going to dribble onto your jeans, and I don't like the feeling of that. So, you know, when I'm out in public and I got a fucking whiz, I'll do that, you know, because I have to. But if I'm at home, oh, the jeans come completely off. Well, you know, they're around my ankle, my underwear. And my jeans. If you were to walk in on me taking a piss at my home, I would look like that 4-year-old. Pants and underwear around my ankles. It's just, it's the way to go. I can't be the only person who does this. If you are also someone who pulls their pants pretty much completely off when you piss at home, please, or in public, I guess, let me know. I need some support on this one. All right, so there you go. The Yale Daily News say that Saybrook students are angry about the incidents. No fucking shit. And have taken matters into their own hands. Vigilante justice for that shitter by standing watch over the laundry room. So there you go. That's what's happening at Yale. Moving on. Leave it to the Japanese to come up with something called butt pudding. What's great is in this article, there's an image of the pudding, and it's an animated GIF, or GIF, and so you can actually see the butt shaking, like jiggling around. It's a Jell-O jiggler. A Japanese manufacturer is selling a kit from which you can make a gelatin-slash-pudding dessert that looks like a shaking butt. We featured a bunch of Japanese treats in the past, not only on Distorted View, but on Morning Sickness. And I've got this theory. Like, whenever you see a Japanese girl, they're always, you know, they're tiny. They're always holding their hands up to their face. You know what I mean? They're petite things. And that's because they don't just shovel in food, right? They're not like fat Americans. They get these packets of candy where you actually have to work at constructing it before you eat it. It's a time-consuming process. Remember that toilet? It's like there's this candy where at first you have to assemble a toilet, a plastic toilet. It's in a bunch of pieces, and then you take a little packet of the candy and you pour it into the tank of the toilet, and then you have to get little thimblefuls of water, and then you wait for the foam, like the water and the candy mix, to react, and then you take a straw and you slurp up the sludge coming out of the toilet. This is what the Japanese people do. So it takes like 20 minutes just to eat a little bit of candy. Here in the United States, it's the opposite. The candy companies want to get as much of it in your mouth as possible. They even work the packaging so the candy will come out faster. You basically just unhinge your jaw and pour the whole box down your gullet. All right, well, a Japanese manufacturer is selling a kit from which you can make a gelatin-slash-pudding dessert that looks like a shaking butt. The dessert is a tribute to the character of Shin no Hara on the Japanese manga series Crayon Shin-chan. The 5-year-old Shin apparently shows his butt occasionally. Maybe you can look up this name, but to me this looks like a girl butt. It's like a bikini, almost like a thong going up the crack. I don't know if you watch that or follow that manga series, but apparently Shin-chan shows his butt all the time. He also routinely shows his genitals, his, quote, Mr. Elephant Dance. Costumes of Shin-chan are basically just a plastic butt. It's likely not Shin-chan's butt, though. His face is one of the other molds, and even though he's a 5-year-old, he uses highly inappropriate language and often reacts to older-slash-adult women in inappropriate fashion. Shin-chan is one of those shows that seem like it could be a kid's show, but it totally isn't. So there you go. That last part is from someone in the comments who's a fan of that particular manga series. So there you go. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Oklahoma City. In Oklahoma, a man was arrested on burglary charges after police matched his DNA to used toilet paper. I thought poop didn't have DNA. Oh, I'm in real trouble. All right, whatever. Yes, police matched his DNA to used toilet paper found at the scene of the crime. I don't know where I heard that, by the way, that poop doesn't have DNA. That sounds like it would be wrong, right? Poop probably has DNA. Charles Markill Williams, 20, was charged Wednesday with burglary in Oklahoma County District Court. Look, if you're going to rob a house, wait, don't shit in there. Do as little as possible. You get in and you get out. And then after, when you're in the clear, you can take a shit. Charles Markell William, 20, was charged Wednesday with burglary in Oklahoma County District Court for allegedly stealing from an area home. Police said the suspect broke into the home, took several items, and used the bathroom before taking off. Balls on that guy. Unflushed feces and a used piece of toilet paper on the floor. Oh, that animal! Were found at the scene. Police matched DNA found in the messy bathroom to Williams. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaks, see what they're up to. Yes, Colin?
Hey, boo. What to do? Hey, it's Tricky from Western Australia. Just listening to Sextastic Tuesday, the rubbish dump woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All I can think of is she's gone again. Vagina cancer. Hey, fix your archives. I can't download the zipped archives.
Yes, I'm working on it. As a matter of fact, someone just from my tech people just emailed me, and I didn't want to look at the email until I finished the show because I know I would get sidetracked and get pulled into that nonsense. So hopefully that'll be fixed real soon. What was I going to say? I can't remember now. God damn you!
Hello, Timothy Hanson. This is Tan Pennis. Go, your monkey.
I like Lily Tan. Lily Tomlin. God damn you!
Monkey Overlord calling. Recently, Timothy, you were playing the Brony Confessional and said that.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. There is a Distorted View listener who says that the blowfly girl, that girl who likes to shovel maggots in her pussy, in the sex story this guy was just referring to, that the area that she's describing is a real place. She lives nearby. So she thinks maybe this chick is real. As a matter of fact, she knows what dumpster this girl was probably finger-blasting herself in, and she was going to take pictures and post it on our Facebook page. So check out facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Again, we don't know if this girl is real, but the area she's describing, the mall and everything, is a real place. All right, yes, go ahead, Colin.
Hello, Timothy Hanson. This is Tan Pennis, go your monkey overlord. Recently, Timothy, you were playing the Brony Confessional and said that no one would ever come out to their parents about watching other television shows, namely, The Mentalist. Well, I disagree. It would be the first time that you could tell your parents you were truly one in a million. That being said, do you want to come over this weekend and watch The Mentalist? Simon Baker's a dreamboat.
Oh, someone's a big fan of that particular show. He knows all the characters' names.
You hear Timmy Roo Haley's comment calling up? CJ's recent voicemail message gave me an idea.
Uh-oh.
He had suggested, you know, having your aunt who has the bowel control issues on your show live.
Yeah.
I think we should take it up a notch. I think you should have a Kickstarter to finance taking you and your aunt out to Amy's baking company. I think that would be a riot.
Yeah. My aunt could shit all over the walls of her restroom.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak, Horse Lord here.
How is that restaurant doing, by the way? I haven't heard any updates about Amy's Baking Company.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak, Horse Lord here. So two things. Since you're never going to get around to giving away that Wii U, and they just dropped the price, $50,
oh,
I finally bought one last night, so fuck you. Secondly, I also...
To be fair, you probably wouldn't have won anyway.
Also took your advice, or not really advice, but I... bought that Hydroxycut Elite Hardcore XXX Super Pill.
Extreme! Yeah.
Off Amazon. And that shit is legal meth.
It is.
I'm fucking pumped all the time. I think I can see sound. And if I turn my head real fast, I can see like the Matrix.
You think you can see sound? That stuff is going to kill you.
The peripheral of my vision. So, good stuff, man. Thanks.
Yeah, well, look, I did my research.
Hey, Boo.
To help kill you. Yes, go ahead.
Boo spiraling, fucker. Hey, dude called in talking about statutory rape.
Yeah.
And talking about the differences, you know, if you're legally a minor. I've never really heard that term, legally a minor. I mean, you fucking are, you aren't. But there's something that he forgot to bring up that I think is informative, too. If you have a screw, you're going to need a screwdriver. If you have a nail, you're not a screwdriver is not required.
Right.
You'll need a hammer. You see, nails are for hammers and screws are for screwdrivers. And I want to point out, I don't know if you're still doing voicemail wars. Voicemail wars! Did we ever get an official thing for that?
So your whole voicemail is to correct someone because they said something about needing a hammer and a screw, when really you need a nail and a hammer.
But we should do the opposite. Voicemail love! But currently...
I have a feeling you're going to get some voicemail hate, actually, for this call.
She's fucking genuine, and when she calls in, she always makes me laugh. Fucking Dipstick, dude. That's a great name, too, huh?
All right. Thank you very much, Spiral Hamfucker. And finally today...
Hey, Tim, I was listening to your September 18th show.
Yeah.
And you played this audio clip of some kid.
What about it?
Who was having troubles with his computer with, like, the keyboard and the mouse.
Fuck you!
And, you know, the kid was, like, screaming all the time. And, you know, the whole time, I was just, like, I was, like, waiting for him to say, like, to the, you know, like, all of the, you know, the haters and the trolls, you know, get off my stream! Get off my stream! Like, yeah.
Yes, we feature idiot after idiot on this program, and we're proud of it. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
This bitch is cheating on me with a midget, my nigga.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're in that whole iOS universe, Apple Mac, iTunes thing. If you are an Android user, well, I've got great news for you. We have a Distorted View app, and it's absolutely free. That's right. I'm not going to fucking charge you. That money could be better spent signing up for the Sideshow. But yes, if you are an Android user, just go to the Google Play Store, type in Distorted View, and download our app. You can listen to episodes of DV, watch our videos, and, you know, do other cool stuff. Share pictures with other freaks. Follow me on Twitter. Read my words of wisdom on my Facebook wall and shit like that. So download the Android app. We will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, Romano.
Take a donation. Take your body to the show where she was great. Gonna ruin the nation. Down to bury your cherry in the radio.
Fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When your dick get hard. Dick get hard. Dick get hard. Dick get hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick get hard, no pain, no gain. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick get hard, dick get hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you need it. Dick get hard.